Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Huron County Judge Frill in Circuit Court oversaw a probation violation hearing for Alexander Michael Kloska that was adjourned today due to discovery issues. Defense attorney Jessica Riske and prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski both reported lacking necessary discovery materials for the case. Riske specifically cited missing information regarding counts 1 and 5 of the alleged violations. The court noted the need for witness subpoenas, with both sides anticipating multiple witnesses. Due to scheduling conflicts, including defense counsel's ongoing trials, a special hearing date was requested and set. The hearing is now scheduled for May 8th at 10 a.m., with an estimated duration of 1.5 to 2 hours. And also in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Brill, who had issued a show cause hearing for Jace Baker regarding alleged unpaid court obligations, resulted in a bench warrant for his arrest. Baker failed to appear in court today, April 13, 2026, as ordered on March 11, 2026. The court confirmed a certificate of mailing for the order was sent to his last known address on March 12, 2026. The outstanding court obligations date back to July of 2010, June 2013, and April 2015, totaling $47,010. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
You shouldn't have to decide between comfort or capability, legroom or loading hay. You can have it all with the versatile Honda Pioneer 704. Available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. It's equipment with a 675cc engine that gives you the power you need to get the job done. The automatic transmission offers smooth shifting with deluxe and forest models, allowing you to choose between automatic or manual mode paddle shifters on the steering column. Honda's exclusive quick flip seating means you can bring two rear passengers along for the ride or stow the back seats for a full cargo bed. Whether you're working hard or just trying to have some fun, the Honda Pioneer 704 stands ready. See it today at Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet, use eye protection, keep the side nets and doors closed, and always wear seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, and Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill has granted Matthew Sherritt's motion to set aside a felony conviction for uttering and publishing. Sherritt, representing himself, sought the expungement to enable him to participate in activities like hunting and shooting with his daughter, for whom he now has full custody. The court confirmed Sherritt's met statutory requirements, including having no more than 3 felony convictions, no prior assault if crimes set aside, no pending charges, and no criminal offenses during the applicable period. He also confirmed paying all court obligations, including restitution to the victim. The court found Sherritt's post-conviction behavior and circumstances consistent with public welfare, noting he had learned from his past actions. The decision allows Sherritt to move forward without felonies on his record. And Huron County in Circuit Court today, before Judge Brill, Robert Martin pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person and being a habitual offender, fourth offense. The plea agreement includes the dismissal of a second count and no additional charges. Martin also agreed to forfeit all seized firearms and ammunition. The charges stem from Martin's possession of a rifle found during an Operation Nighthawk investigation in Bloomfield Township, Huron County, Michigan, on or about March 10th, 2026. As a habitual offender, fourth offense, Mars faces a potential sentence of up to life imprisonment and or a $5,000 fine, along with mandatory weapon forfeiture. Martin has a history of felony convictions, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm in 1998, controlled substance possession in 2004 and 2006, and multiple operating while intoxicated convictions in 2009 and 2024. Sentencing is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m. Martin's bond remains set at $5,000 with 10% previously posted. He is currently on probation and must adhere to bond conditions. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.